Chippewa Park will feature some of the fastest dogs in northwestern Ontario this summer. Sleeping Giant Dog Sports is running the first of three events this weekend under the rulebook of the United Kingdom International, UKI. We have a judge coming up from Southern Ontario, who is very knowledgeable about the UKI rulebook, said Heather Wark, who has been coaching agility in Thunder Bay since 2007. We're excited to have her come to Thunder Bay and help us through this first experience. One of the great things about this rulebook is that they are very good about helping train young dogs into the sport. This marks the first time that the not-for-profit organization will run an event under this rulebook, which will feature an outdoor ring. There will also be nursery classes for young dogs and their trainers who want to try the UKI rulebook. Wark notes that although mixed-bred dogs are allowed to compete, there are some that find the sport easier. It's a very physically demanding sport for the canine athlete. Dogs who are built to run or who like fast-paced work tend to excel at it. That's not to say that other breeds can't do or enjoy agility, they really can, Wark added. On a training front, agility can benefit most healthy dogs because of the brain work and the body conditioning that's required, so it does help to keep them physically fit. Sleeping Giant Dog Sports is allowed to have 250 runs a day as the competitors will go through obstacles, commands and use equipment that has undergone changes over the years. When I first started trailing and training in agility, the equipment was made of wood and painted maybe with some sand painted in for grip, Wark said. Agility is becoming a more and more popular sport. Certainly competitors are always pushing manufacturers to make the equipment safer for the dogs. Because of those efforts, you are more than likely to see something fabricated from aluminum, which of course helps with maintenance from year to year. Then the surfaces are almost always rubber, so better grip for the dogs than before. Wark added that the distance between poles or obstacles has also increased to make the execution safer and less strenuous on larger breeds of dogs. The other two events this summer out at Chippewa Park will be run under the Agility Association of Canada, AAC, rulebook on July 22-23, as well as SEPT 16-17. Admission is free for spectators, though it is recommended to leave non-competing dogs at home.